What do you say she did to him?
She turned him down.
Okay. Any other terms like that?
She rejected him.
Okay. How about the old term?
What, broke up? No.
Jilted? Yeah.
Jilt is when you, the way I think of jilt is if you're engaged and then, you know, she says no and she goes to somebody else.
Okay. Well, I was, you know, he asked her to marry him, so I guess.
Well, she didn't say yes and then changed her mind.
Oh. Oh, do you see an engagement as a more of a committed to marriage thing, or is that just an intermediate step?
To me, if you become engaged is with the intentions you are to marry.
So it's a contract.
So more or less, yeah.
Okay. How about at the wedding? Who's the man that stands up with the groom? He's called
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor or matron of honor.
Okay. Around here, do you ever hear anybody talk about any old customs involving marriage? Like, for example, where the married couple would go to their house and people would stand around the house all night long making noise or something?
No. But they can find out where you're staying, they'll make a lot of racket.
Do they have a name for that?
But harassing you? No.
Yeah,
teasing you?
That
hassling you?
Did they ever have it?
Not here, not anymore.
We're going to have a... Do you ever heard the term like chivalry?
No. Chivalry, I wouldn't think of chivalry that way.
Now this isn't like...
No, not the way...
Yeah, not like Mr.
Okay.
Walter Raleigh. But
no. No, not that way.
This is S-H-I-V-A-R.
No.
It's a noisy... Okay. You've never heard that at all here? Okay. And young people do, like, you know, like most young people anyway, like to go out in the evening where they move around the floor with music?
Dancing.
Okay, any other terms for that around here?
No, dancing's dancing. Going out to, no. That's about it.
Like in high school, do they have dance?
Going to prom, going to dance. That's about it.
Okay. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say, at 4 o'clock, school does what?
Lets out.
Okay. And after vacation, they say, when does school...
Begin.
Again.
I just begin.
Okay. All right. Well, how would you say, when does school blank again?
When was... Begin again.
Okay. And... if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show, he did what?
He was going to school. Oh, playing hooky.
Okay, and if it was a
skip school.
All right, if it was a college, would you say play hooky?
You could play hooky or skip in class.
Okay. If you go to school to get an
education.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
You go into elementary.
Okay, and what's the...
First grade.
Okay. And you might say, someone left a note on my
desk.
And the classroom has new
desk.
Okay. And this is the whole building.
Well, this building?
Yeah.
The library.
Okay. And a place where you mail letters?
Post office.
The downtown, not the type that you can drive into, but downtown, the place where you can stay overnight?
What, hotel? Motel?
Okay, and you see a play at the
theater.
Okay, and if you had to have an operation, you go to the
hospital,
where they have these little women that dress in white.
Nurses.
And one of them is a
nurse.
And if there were a train that came out on the Keys, you would catch the train at the
railroad station or depot.
Okay, and you catch the bus at the
bus station.
Okay, and an open place in the city where they have green grass and trees in the city.
Park.
Okay, any other names for that?
No, to hear, they just call it a park.
Okay. In this situation where you have a crossroads,
mm-hmm.
downtown, like, and you're standing here and someone says, where's the bank? And that's the bank. You point over there and you say, it's just...
Cross the street or catty corner.
Okay. And,